Hi, this has been with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. This week we've been exploring what the Bible says about God's amazing grace. We saw our hopeless condition without God's grace. We saw that through God's grace, He can bring us out of sin and death into salvation and life. We read about the 3,000 people on the day of Pentecost who accepted God's grace. We read about Paul, who was transformed by God's grace. So that brings us to the question today, what must we do with God's grace after we are saved? Is it possible to forfeit God's grace and reject His gift of salvation after we are saved? It's a common idea in the religious world that once people are saved, they're always saved. The idea of the eternal security of the soul. And this is an important question, because we need to understand whether we might be in danger of falling from grace. Can anything separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? In Romans 8:38 and 39, Paul says, "I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." That sounds pretty comprehensive, doesn't it? Nothing can steal God's grace away from us. Also, 1 Peter 1, 3-5 tells us that our inheritance will not perish. It will not be defiled. It will not fade. Thank God for that. But what about our own actions? Can we abandon God and our faith so completely that we can be lost even after we are saved? Is it possible to fall away from grace? Consider Galatians 5:3-5 and listen to see what Paul says about falling away from grace. "I testify again to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law. You are severed from Christ, you who would be justified by the law. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit by faith we ourselves eagerly await for the hope of righteousness." Paul writes by inspiration that Christians who attempted to be justified by the old law are severed from Christ and fallen away from grace. Had they been joined to Christ before? Yes, if they were severed from Christ, they had once been joined to Him. Had they had God's grace before? Yes, if they had fallen away from it, they once had had it. Because they were no longer living by faith in Christ, they had fallen from grace. Is it possible to depart from the faith? Consider 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. We read, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons." Is it possible to depart from the faith? Yes, and the Holy Spirit says that some will depart from the faith by pursuing deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. They must have been in the faith originally, or how could they depart from it? It is possible for people to depart from the faith. Is it possible for us to be cut off from God's kindness? Consider Romans 11, verses 22 and 23. "Note then the kindness and the severity of God, severity towards those who have fallen, but God's kindness to you, provided you continue in His kindness. Otherwise you too will be cut off." Writing to Christians, Paul says that if they do not continue in God's kindness, they will be cut off. So our continued faithfulness is a condition of our salvation. God is not mocked. If we turn to the flesh and walk in sin after we are saved, God will give us the reward of corruption, not eternal life. As it says in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7-9, where Paul is writing to Christians. He says, "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up." Nothing and no one can steal God's grace from us, but we can walk away from it if we choose to. Don't walk away from God. Abide in His grace. Thanks for listening today from the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama.